But Darren, to be fair to your lads, they gave it a real go tonight, and a few things conspired against you, I think it's safe to say.
Yeah, I just thought tonight we gave a great account of ourselves. I thought we worked extremely hard, having gone ahead in probably the 77th minute, that latter part of the game. You know, it looked to be going our way, you know, but in terms of that, you can never really think that way because it only takes a second to score. And they've equalised late on in the game, and it's meant it bringing into extra time. And I look back on the game, and I just think that the turning point was losing Hal Robson in extra time, and you know, with the youngsters that we got on the pitch, and then obviously Chris makes the changes, bringing a star striker on as Glenn Murray, who's got the both goals really, because he's just a talented individual, a striker that just knows where the back of the goal is. And he's had two clinical finishes, which has put us out of the cup. But I just thought he just gave them a little bit, give them a lift, give them a little bit more momentum with us down to 10 men. And at that level, they make the extra man count.
Are you sore at all that the man who equalised for them before the end of the 90 could have been shown a red card for an elbow?
I didn't see the incident. I'd have to look back on it, but you know, we don't want to really see players leaving the football field and that. So, whatever, I didn't see the incident, I can't really comment on it. You know, I'm just looking on the game. I'm looking on the performances of some of my younger players. Became men tonight, they acquitted themselves really, really well for the football club, and they'll learn a lot from that this evening. And as I said, you know, they were nearly, it looked at for large spells of the game, nearly putting the club into the fifth round, but it just wasn't to be. And I just thought once we had the injury and the changes what they made, I just thought it was a bridge too far for us tonight.
Finally for me, I've never met a manager yet who wants to lose any kind of game, but with the bigger picture and the way in which the championship works, as we know, week in, week out, could it be a blessing in the long run?
Only time will tell, really, in terms of, you know, if you're looking at it in that sense. I mean, tonight, it was all about focusing on the FA Cup. I keep saying that we've got huge admiration here for the Cup, and I think tonight, for all those that watched the game tonight, some of the players gave everything tonight, everything. They didn't leave anything in the dressing room tonight. So I'm proud of them for that, for the performance. Obviously disappointed with the result. But again, once we get through tonight and get on to our beds tonight, we get up tomorrow morning, it's all about focusing on Saturday, and it really is, because within 48 hours we've got an important championship fixture to look forward to.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Darren, just Jay Rodriguez, you played one or two of the senior players tonight, you gave him 45 minutes, is he okay, or was it always the intention to change the shape and bring Craig Dawson on at half time?
Yes, it was really. Jay had 45, and then obviously Dawes came on, and obviously losing Jay, it just meant we had to change the shape, because in terms of the front attacking players we had on the pitch at the time, and as I said, you know, it worked quite well. We was quite pleased the way we adjusted to it, and then got our noses in front really, which was even more sweeter really. But as I said, you know, both players are fine, everything's good. They're ready, they'll report for training in the morning, and recover themselves and get themselves right to be in contention for the weekend.
So Dawes was okay. Again, he gave him the second 45 and then brought Ahmed on for extra time.
Yeah, all fine. As far as I know, all players are fine. And as I said, you know, we'll see how they are in the morning, recover them. And as I said, all three players mentioned will be sort of in contention for the game at the weekend.
But Hal clearly has got a problem now. I mean, Morgan Rogers, it was a big night for him at 16 years of age to play senior football for the first time, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're pleased for him. He's a tremendous player. He's been doing ever so well in the youth. And, you know, I felt tonight it was his turn and opportunity to step up. And I thought he grew into the game as the game went on. He grew into the game. But that would do Morgan the world of good, really, you know, to think that he was at college today and he left college at 3:15 today and reported for the squad tonight was excellent for him. So it's a tremendous day for him and the family. A proud moment again for the football club. And as I said, you know, there's a couple of half chances that he'll probably look back on, and with his goal scoring prowess, he'll probably feel that he could have got onto it. But I just thought the chance came over his head, and he just couldn't quite sort his feet out. But as I said, you know, really, really pleased for Morgan tonight, and hopefully it's a debut, but hopefully there's many, many more appearances for the football club to come.
Thanks, Darren.